Welcome to episode 544 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth and Anna. The holidays at Walt Disney World are truly magical, with festive decorations, dazzling lights, and special events that bring the Christmas spirit to life. At Magic Kingdom, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party offers exclusive holiday parades, fireworks, and complimentary treats, creating a winter wonderland filled with Disney magic. Over at Disney's Hollywood Studios, Jollywood Nights adds a touch of old Hollywood glam with themed entertainment, specialty dining, and unique character encounters. From the sparkling Cinderella Castle to the festive projections on the Tower of Terror, Walt Disney World is the perfect place to celebrate the most wonderful time of year. So let's get started. So I've only done the party. I've never done the Jollywood Nights.
I've done Jollywood twice now, and it's definitely my jam. If you know me, then you hear the description of this party and you're like, yeah, that's totally Elizabeth's jam. I do need to outline that when we say complimentary treats, we just need to remember that you're paying out in the nose for this party. So we joke about it's the world's most expensive chocolate
cookie
chip cookie.
Hot cocoa.
Yeah.
Hot cookie and hot chocolate.
Yeah. So yeah, it's complimentary once you get in the park, but you did pay to get in there. It's a special ticket event. Both of them are special ticket events.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, I think just for me, I love Christmas at Disney World because they do it really special. So
they do.
It's been a while since I was at the Christmas party, but I still like going down there when they do all their stuff. So let's talk about, I guess we'll talk about Mickey's Very Merry first, because it's kind of hard to compare and contrast. So I guess we should just, you know, do like an overview of each one.
Because they're very different. It's.
Yeah. And I can see, I guess thinking about like who would want to do which one with their kids or what their kids might like, or with just adults. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to kind of see what those things are. So Mickey's Very Merry is at Magic Kingdom, and they close Magic Kingdom early for this, which is something that people who aren't going to the party need to be aware of.
Yes, they will kick you out.
Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly.
But with the party ticket, you can get in, even though the party doesn't start till 7, you can get in as early as 4. So that's nice. It gives you that little window before the party starts, several hours to go in and grab a party map and sit and kind of like map out your evening, grab a bite to eat, ride a few rides, and then kind of gear up for the party. So that's nice that you can do that. I like that.
Yeah. And if you don't want to use a regular ticket that day, you know, regular park ticket.
Well, because you are going to be, you know, the party does run till midnight. So it's a late evening. So
yeah. The time I did it, I made the mistake of rope dropping Hollywood Studios that day and then making my kids sit till the last parade, like the second parade. Yeah.
I've known Sandy a long time, and I can't tell you how many times she says Walt Disney World and making my kids do something in the same sentence. It happens a lot. Yeah.
It's so funny now, because now that they're adults, my daughter is me. I mean, like, I can't keep up. I don't want to be there all night and stuff. And she is like, no, we have to be there from blah, 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 blah. And, you know, like, she's definitely paid me back for that.
So now she's making you.
Yeah. Well,
forcing you to do things.
Luckily, she can find her way back to the resort.
Yes.
I don't stay with her.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's usually how that goes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, you've both when did you do the Christmas party, Elizabeth? Has it been
just last year?
Okay. It was
just last year.
Okay.
And that was my very first time doing it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to sound like a Scrooge. I like Christmas just as well as anybody, I suppose, but I don't love Christmas. I'm not the person who always goes into the Christmas store or, you know, always buys a Christmas ornament whenever I go somewhere. I know those people. Some of them are in the room, but yeah. So I like Christmas and I enjoy, I really liked wearing a Christmas sweater. Everybody wears a Christmas sweater, a Christmas sweatshirt or something. You know, everybody's sort of festively dressed. I wouldn't say in costume. People don't show up in reindeer costumes or anything, but they definitely dress for the festivities, maybe some lights around their necks.
And some of them go all out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love, and matching, I love seeing. Yeah.
Yeah. Matching pajamas or, you know, that sort of thing.
That's fun.
So, yeah. So I enjoyed it. I will say that I was surprised when we got there when it opened. So not at 4, but at 7, maybe a little after 7. And we were, you know, they escort you in through sort of a backstage area. It's not very far backstage, but just a little bit behind the buildings, which is also one of the exits that they use now for fireworks and things. They used to not do that, but while they're trying to usher the non-believers out the door.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So that was kind of nice to get through there, but I will say it also corralled you a little bit. And so if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go to the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party because it's going to be less crowded, I don't feel like you really feel like it's less crowded until a few hours into the party when people start flagging and going back. Because I constantly felt like it was in a huge push of people. There's always a parade or a show, or there's always something that makes people. So even if you're not doing those things, you have to battle those people doing those things. Right. We were leaving the Haunted Mansion as a parade let out. It was like a salmon swimming upstream. It was just crazy. So just be prepared.
Yeah, and I think the character meet and greets are a little aggressive at the parties as well, because you've got characters like Scrooge McDuck, Scrooge and characters that you don't see on a regular basis. You get some of those characters that come out during the holidays, and so that draws in more crowds. So you've got gobs of people waiting in line to see these characters, and so it can seem a little overwhelming, a little crowded.
Yeah.
You just kind of go into it understanding that. I mean, it's Disney. You know, people ask all the time, and I know they ask you guys too, I want to go when it's just not super crowded. It's Disney. Yeah. Disney's always going to be super crowded. Yeah. I don't care when you go, and the parties are no different.
I used to feel like they kind of limited the tickets more. I feel like they've been selling more tickets to these parties.
They may be. It is still limited, and they do sell out.
But
like I said, I think that a lot of that is that, I mean, honestly, if I were to do it again, I would probably wait until 8 or 9 to go in. Like, I would sleep.
Because you're not there to ride the rides with short
wait. Yeah. Well, but even I am there to ride the rides with a short wait, but I can do more between like 9 and midnight than I can do between 7 and 9. So, So I think it depends too. If I wanted to see all the shows, then sure, go early and see those. Yeah. But even those are more crowded. You know, the best advice that I've ever gotten is to wait till the second parade or the second showing of the fireworks or whatever. Yeah. You know,
that's what I did when my kids were asleep on Main Street. That was great. That was really good. Yeah.
Usually the second showing is always the best. There's not as many.
The show notes say that Space Mountain has holiday tunes and festive interior lighting. I didn't realize that. Maybe it wasn't doing it that long ago.
And I don't know that I don't remember if I rode Space Mountain during the Christmas party, but I know that's something that they, and I didn't go this year. So,
and the teacups have a holiday kind of spin to them. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the rides had some sort of Christmas music or something, you know, holiday music playing. I didn't ride any of the rides at the Christmas party this year because I'd never been before. So I wanted to see
the others. Yeah. I do like what they do with Jungle Cruise. That's fun. It becomes the Jungle Cruise. That's really cute.
Yeah.
That's kind of going on during the day too, though.
It goes on during the day too. I was going to say, you don't have to go to the party to experience that, but you will experience longer than usual lines for the Jungle Cruise because everybody wants to do that. The Jungle Cruise. So.
And the Jungle Cruise or the Jungle Cruise at night is kind of cool too. I like it.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of, I do too.
So did you stick around for the fireworks, Elizabeth?
Me? No.
No. Are you serious?
I did not. And I'll tell you, I was leaving as the fireworks were going. This is actually something that's very normal for me, but this is my own crowd anxieties that as I get older, get worse. I don't want to be there when everybody's leaving the park. So I try to leave during the fireworks so that I don't have to battle that crowd. So nope, I didn't see them.
I watched the fireworks when I went to the party. It was a few years ago, but I did the fireworks show and I love the parade. The parade's really, the Christmas parade's great.
I know. I love the gingerbread.
You got Santa. Santa comes in. The kids absolutely love that. And you can meet Santa there. He's in the, what is that area called?
Storybook Circus.
Storybook over in the, circus area. I forget what it's.
Over by Dumbo in that area. Storybook Circus.
Right? Yeah. Is that?
That's what's written down here.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
I'm trying to
making me second guess everything.
No. I'm just trying to picture that specific area of the park and my brain is just not wanting to cooperate with me at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's fun. And, they've got some cute stuff for the little, Disney Junior characters, a little jingle jam, and I did do the Club Tinsel in Tomorrowland. When I was there, that was fun. They had the reindeer, that you see.
Oh, great. Cute!
They're dancing, and that was really cute.
That's cute.
Popped in there for a few minutes. I couldn't take, but I didn't have kids with me when I went that time, so.
Don't need
a lot of, a lot of kids dancing and having fun. It was a great time. Yeah. So,
and they also have those dessert parties that you can pay even more
to get
better desserts. And the real thing is the
complimentary.
But then you get the VIP viewing for the fireworks and stuff.
Well, it also says that they have cheeses and beverages, including beer and wine. So that's a plus. Mm-hmm.
If you like that kind of thing.
I mean, I don't think I've ever had a beer in Magic Kingdom, so I would be down with that.
Oh, I absolutely have. Yeah. You can get them at Skipper's Canteen now, and you can also get them at Be Our Guest. So
beer and wine. I just can't remember if I did. I don't know. So let's jump over to Jollywood Nights, Elizabeth, because you said you really liked this one.
Saving the best for last. Yeah. So I think that this one is designed a little bit more with adults in mind. There were certainly kids there, absolutely 100%, especially if you want to ride the rides with shorter lines. And I don't feel like Jollywood is nearly as crowded, or at least it doesn't seem to be to me, as Mickey's Very Merry. So that might just be a factor of not as many children come to it. So you tend to have more couples, and it is sort of a dress up affair. And when I say dress up, some people literally wear heels and, it's sort of that throwback to,
So it's like photos. I'm impressed with some of those outfits. I mean, it's very glamorous.
It's like a mini Dapper Days kind of. Really definitely cool. Attracts the same crowd. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I'd like to do that with some adult friends. I think that would be really fun.
Both years I did. The first year was some girlfriends of mine that I've known for a very long time, since college and before. And then this past year I did it with some colleagues, some fellow travel agents. And it really is it's so much fun. And there is, they turn Hollywood Studios into a big cocktail party, basically. They have really nice cocktails. Some great bartenders in Hollywood Studios that I've talked about before. Some of my favorite bartenders are in Hollywood Studios. They are just really good at what they do. And they have these special drinks for the occasion. And I can talk about all of them. Although I did not
sample them for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't try anything with rum in it because I can't drink rum, but I did have the 1939 Royale, which I really enjoyed. That's it's served in a little champagne flute plastic, but it has the Jollywood Nights logo on it. And they serve it behind Hollywood Tower of Terror, and they call it the Tip Top Cafe back there. And there's actually a jazz singer and band back there singing not only holiday classics, but also some standards so good. It's like so good. I could have stayed there all night long. And of course, you can't stay there all night long because you want to see all the things.
Yeah.
So I was really glad I found it toward the end of my my journey through the parks. And nice. The bars serve different. So you can only get the 1939 Royale at that bar, at least that I saw. That was the only place you could get it. Then there are other drinks that you can only get other places. We usually start at the bar at Brown Derby. They do regular cocktails there, so I can get my Manhattan to kick off my evening. But they have higher end alcohols there. So, yeah.
Did you have the mistletoe martini? Because that looked really good.
I did. It is.
I had
really
so
good.
Much fun reading about all of these drinks when I was like kind of reading up on this. I wanted to try them all.
Yeah,
and they're really pretty too. They're well presented, especially the special ones. Like the champagne glass is just champagne cocktail. It's not that special, right. But because it's in that glass. And I will say, I don't remember it being at a huge premium price wise for a souvenir glass. I might have had a few cocktails by then, so maybe my wallet was just done.
I know,
with
you're
me
like,
by
this
then.
Is so worth
this
it.
This is so cheap. but it was. I mean, I think it's just so well done. And there is a Muppet show that happens. And where you can't see the Muppets very much anymore. And especially now that Muppet 3D is closing down, so. Mm-hmm. Having that, and it's a live stage show, so
yeah. But just on the really drinks, I do just want to mention that they have really great zero proof offerings as well for those that don't drink but want to have those fun holiday beverages. They do. I did see a number of really great zero proof cocktails.
That's Sandy Claus. The Sandy Claus Dark Hot Cocoa sounds really good.
That sounds decadent.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
And while we're talking about Sandy Claus, we should also remember that that Halloween meets Christmas in the Disney universe. So the Nightmare Before the Nightmare Before Christmas sometimes shows up at this as well. So the first year that they had the party, they actually did a stage show of sort of a sing-along of the Nightmare Before Christmas. It was not showing this year, so I don't know if they'll go back to it, but they bring out this huge Jack Skellington puppet. It's like amazing. That show was a highlight 2 years ago. So I don't know if it'll come back or not, but it was definitely worth the time that we spent in the theater to see that. So, the Nightmare Before Christmas does show up throughout. So I guess for me, part of the appeal, so not only is it sort of retro, which I love, but it also is Halloween Christmas, which I love. Like, I get that piece of it as well. So,
I saw that they had several, I don't know if they did this when you were there just this past year, but international champion skaters perform on Hollywood Boulevard. Did they do that? That sounds really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. And actually, I didn't even know that was going to happen. I didn't do my reading ahead of time. And when we got there, my colleagues were like, we got to go see the skaters. I was like, the what? And they turn in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater. They turn that into an ice rink. And and then you sit sort of behind, so where the hat used to be basically that is, it's all an ice rink, and they do an ice show with singing and I mean, like, it's 45 minutes.
How do they do that? I mean,
it's amazing. Well, crazy. And it's real ice. It's the same way that they do it here in North Carolina. They can keep an ice rink going outside,
but they don't have it during the day, do they? Do they have an ice rink there during the day?
You know, I didn't go to the park during the day, so I don't know if they just cover it up or rope it off. I bet they rope it off.
Okay.
I bet they just rope it off. Okay. I would have to think that they do. And it's it's kind of raised up. It's on that raised area. Mm-hmm. So I think they can guard it.
I wonder if it's similar to like how they cover the hockey rink when they have basketball games, you know.
That's pretty involved though, and it's not very good for the ice because it tends to melt the top part of the ice, so they have to refreeze it. So if I had to guess, I would say they probably leave it out and just don't let people get on it.
I just can't imagine.
That's impressive though in Florida.
I know.
I was like, say what? What are they doing? I'm pretty sure it was real ice. I don't think it was synthetic ice because they were doing some tricks that you can't really do on synthetic. So
I like the throwback bash from the 90s and 2000s too. That
sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I missed that. So I don't know where that was. Yeah, I somehow just overlooked it entirely. Well, it says
Echo Lake. Yeah, so somewhere around Echo Lake.
Yeah.
Dinosaur. Yeah.
Which is not far from where the skating rink was. But yeah, I must have just missed it. I must have just not timed out right.
So
did you ride any rides when you went and did all this? Or did you just
Yeah, we did. We went over to Toy Story Midway Mania and did some stuff over there. I will say the first year that I went, we only did shows and stuff because it was new and we really wanted to see all the shows. Plus, it was so cold. Like, it was so cold, unexpectedly freezing cold. So it was kind of hard to get through it. Yeah. But then last year it was cold, but it wasn't like so cold we couldn't do anything. So we did. Yeah. We rode, Toy Story Midway Mania and the roller coaster Slinky Dog Dash. Yeah. The Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, and also, some of the girls wrote the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster. Sometimes riding that coaster gives me a migraine and I just didn't want to risk it. Plus, did we talk about the cocktails? Because after I had the cocktails, I did not want to ride that ride.
They serve cocktails at this party? I had no idea.
They serve cocktails, yes. And I had one or two dozen. Yeah. So I didn't really but I was doing my job, trying the cocktails so that I could talk about them.
You tell me every time I travel to do my
That's right. Oh,
yep.
Oh, you just clapped right into the microphone.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Sorry, George.
Sorry, George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I do. Well, yes. We're proud of you for doing research. So much good research, thank Elizabeth. You.
I've ridden the roller coaster before. I had not had a 1939 Royale before. So,
well, there you go.
Did you go back over to Galaxy's Edge? Was there any, like, Star Wars Christmas stuff?
They decorate a little bit, but I didn't go back there, honestly. And so, but I do know that some of the characters are in costume or in some form of costume. It may, you know, Darth Vader isn't decked out in a Santa suit or anything.
That would be cute if they did like the Ewok Christmas special. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible then. It'll be terrible again.
Yeah, but terrible in like a campy kind of way now.
Yeah, I honestly would do, I've done Jollywood 2 years in a row and I'm going back at the same time this year. It's when I do my planning retreat for, you know, for the business. I sit down and plan, you know, all the stuff I'm going to make you guys do next year. And I would go again. Like, I don't need to go into the parks for any other reason, but I would absolutely buy a ticket again. So,
do they have it after Christmas, like any time that week before New Year's?
I don't know. I don't think, I think it stops before, and it's only like twice a week usually. Okay. So, yeah.
I'm just thinking this sounds like so much fun, but I just don't know how I'm gonna.
It is so much fun. And I will say that the first year when it first came out, this is always my advice when it comes to Disney. When something first comes out, you're going to see a lot of negative stuff about it because Disney fans are really freakish about things, about change, and they have high expectations and sometimes unrealistic expectations. I went to maybe the second or third party, I think, the first year that it happened. Maybe it wasn't that far in. Maybe it was a little bit further in. But they listened to feedback, and it's so much fun. It's so much fun. Last year they gave us, as we left, they gave us coasters. This year we got these little coasters. And this year I think we got a Christmas ornament, maybe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Little Christmas.
Cute.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Yep.
I know you listeners can't see it, but it's super cute.
It's super cute.
it's really super cute.
Yeah.
So what are the, I know like with Mickey's over in Magic Kingdom, the party runs from 7 to midnight. You can get into the park as early as 4. What are the Jollywood hours of that party?
8 to midnight, and you can get in at 7.
Okay.
And I will say that in that regard, it is very different. If you come in at 7, you can't, there's nothing really happening as far as the Jollywood stuff goes. Like, there's none of the drinks are out yet. None of the, there's none of it's happening. So there's really no point in going early. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, do you get like a, kind of like with Mickey's, you get a park map and it has all the things going on?
Yep.
So, you know, it, for somebody that might be brand new, you know, if you are just dying to get into the park and you're tired of sitting and waiting for it to be party time, you could always go in a little, you know, go in at 7, sit down with a snack, have a little something on your stomach before you start trying all those cocktails, and maybe go through, the party map and just kind of see what all, and maybe kind of get your game plan and see like, okay, we definitely want to do this, 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 and this, and kind of figure out your
evening. So I was with some very experienced Disney specialist travel agents. So I was really relying on them. I will say what we did was we had a 5:15 reservation at Cake Bake, which is the new restaurant at Boardwalk. And then we went over at right at about 7 and we got our maps and we sat down at the bar at Brown Derby, the one outside. We got drinks and sat down and looked at the maps and made our plan of attack. And then we started doing.
Yeah. I think that's really important. Whether you're a seasoned Disney party goer, traveler, or your first time, I think it's always important just to kind of sit down and take a few minutes to kind of, like you said, get a plan of attack and see what all is going on during the party and what, you know, you're particularly wanting to all of those top things that you definitely don't want to miss that you want to see.
And you need to consider some of those things happen at a certain time. So like the ice skating show happens at, you know, at certain times. And so you need to plan to be there for that. Whereas the Tip Top Club is sort of going on all the time. So, you know, you can go listen to music, you know, kind of nonstop. The one thing that I didn't do that I would definitely do this year is the jazz club. So if you go into Brown Derby, it's turned into like a jazz club. And I would really like to go in there and, but you know, the last 2 years, it's like, well, I want to see all this stuff out here. So, I was afraid because that's the sort of thing where I would go in and the whole night would just go away. And it would be the world's most expensive cover charge ever for a club.
Is there a cover charge to go in to do that?
No, but it would be the cover charge would be for the party. Yeah. If I were to pay for the party and then just go right in there. It would be kind of like, it would be as if I went to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, picked up the cookie and the hot chocolate and left, you know, it's like, no, that's not why you spend all that money. So
definitely not.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they're keeping it going because I remember the first year it was done, we talked about doing a podcast about it and we're like, well, let's see if they keep doing it, you know? So it sounds like it's something that has been very well received and a lot of fun. So
it's so nice to have Mickey's Very Merry is absolutely centered on family. And that's not to say that adults can't enjoy it. See Anna. But I mean, I think that it is definitely geared toward children. It's really nice to have a holiday event that's geared more toward grownups. It sort of is a callback to the, you know, like you do some things at holidays for the kids, but then you have grownup parties you go to as well. And you love all of that about the holidays. So to me, that makes the holidays much more complete.
And I think Hollywood Studios is a perfect place for that too.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. And it's nice that they do that, you know, so everybody can enjoy.
Yeah.
Pick what they, you know.
Yeah.
Nice.
And did you have a fancy outfit that you wore?
So both years I've packed a fancier outfit, but then I also pack one in case it's cold and I have to wear the one that I wear in case it's cold.
To wear your coat over your fancy outfit.
Yeah. So yeah, every time I'm going to keep going and one day I'm going to have that unseasonably warm December. I don't know if you remember, Sandy, but remember that time we were there in December for Mouse Fest and we all had to buy like hats and gloves and stuff because it was so cold. It was like that. It was like so much colder than we thought it was going to be.
And sometimes if you're standing out there, if there's any water nearby, it's like it just whips that wind over the water and it's, gets cold. Mm-hmm.
Well, this year would be your third year if you go. So maybe third time's a charm. You'll get some warmer weather and you can wear the cute little outfit.
I can wear the cute little outfit. I'm hoping.
Just keep going until you get to wear it. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a lot of money I'm spending to wear my cute outfit.
Or have your own Christmas party and wear your outfit there.
Yeah. So it'll probably be warm here. So.
Yeah, right. I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. Cool. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Anna, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.